This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Option to Buy, another twist on predatory purchase schemes. Preparing for the Home Savers campaign teams to hit the doors in Detroit and visit with victims of the various installment land purchase and rent to buy schemes in the city, a crew of us sat down for a preliminary briefing with Joe McGuire, a staff attorney with Michigan Legal Services, who's tussled with a number of these companies while representing their low-income clients. Joe was a fount of information and couldn't have been more helpful, but much of what he told us was depressing in the extreme. Perhaps what demonstrates this bleak credit desert for lower-income and working families in the Motor City most vividly are the terms of one lease he shared with us, promulgated by a company called Bean. It's hard to make a rent-to-own agreement look good, but the Bean agreement was a residential lease and option agreement, which, when read closely, was really only a one-year option to buy the property with absolutely no agreement guarantee that the agreement would be extended past the one-year allotting the lessor the ability to finally purchase the property, even if they had met all conditions of the agreement perfectly, unless, of course, they magically came up with a full purchase price within 30 days of the end of the lease. The mishmash of legalese really was simply a one-year ripoff and an option to steal by the lessor from the lessee. The term started with a $4,000 down payment for the privilege of purchasing the house for $30,000. An additional option consideration of $130 per month would be paid toward the down payment purchase of the property, as well as $645 per month throughout the one-year lease term, which was, of course, as is on the house. Any repairs, major and minor, would be paid for by the optionee, and if any are paid by the optioner, they are added onto the purchase price. McGuire was as stunned by the agreement as all of us were. Much of what he told us was equally bleak. The city requires an effective warrant of habitability before people move in and all on all rental units, including those on rent-to-own contracts, to be registered, but it became clear there was little to non-existent enforcement. Even so, McGuire felt the protections for rent-to-own were better than those for land contracts because they were even better shielded by state law, with little thought that the legislature would improve them. In a sobering catch-22, McGuire actually made the case as we were leaving that he worried that tightening down on rent-to-own abuses might lead to more land contracts, which, given their legal protections, would be even worse for the victims. Forfeiture to the city and the Detroit Land Bank seemed equally fraught and neighborhood crippling. The conversation was not without some rays of hope. Work by some of the anti-eviction groups was encouraging. Data being prepared in cooperation with local universities, professors might offer some opportunities. Focus on concentrated neighborhoods where this kind of activity might be curtailed, McGuire felt, could show results. The odds were long, but we were welcome into the fight. Any pushback would be a positive. Any effort to force more accountability by victims would be helpful. Detroit might be ground zero for this campaign, but there are mountains to climb with uncertain footholds on every route. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.